My name is Austin.
My name is Andy.
And my name is Anthony.
And we are here to talk about the cold case of Dana Stidham.
Dana Stidham went over to her parents' house on the evening of July 25th, 1989.
She went over to her parents' house in Hiawatha, Arkansas to do laundry.
Her mom, Georgia, was at work at the time, and her dad, Lawrence, was feeling ill because of medical issues, so he stayed home.
Since Lawrence was feeling bad, he asked Dana to go pick up his medicine at Phillips Food Store in Bella Vista, which is a 4-mile drive from the home.
She left the home around 3 p.m., and she drove a gray Dodge Omni.
Georgia, Dana's mom, got home around 4 p.m., and Lawrence informed her that Dana still had not returned.
They figured that Dana had had some car trouble, so they drove around all the possible routes, but there was no sign of her.
Witness stated that they had seen Dana at the store and that she had gotten what she wanted and left.
Lawrence and Georgia called family and friends, but nobody had heard from her.
Georgia told officers that she was the kind of person who called when she was going to be late, and she didn't call that day.
She also stated that Dana wouldn't leave her dad waiting for his medicine, so they were sure something had happened to her.
At 19:15 p.m. that night, Dana's brother, Larry, decided to call the Benton County Sheriff's Office and report Dana's missing.
At 6:30 a.m. the next day, Dana's car was found in a southbound lane of Highway 71.
The keys were still in the ignition, however, her personal things were not.
A receipt from the Phillips Food Store was found in her car. Timestamp 3:17 p.m.
Her cousin, Christy, stated that Dana never had any problems with anyone.
Search dogs were used to look for her in the following days of her disappearance.
Soon, her personal things were all found scattered all over Bella Vista.
Georgia stated that in the days following Dana's disappearance, there were several sightings of her daughter reported to police, but none were helpful to find her and none were proven to be true.
Almost 2 months after her disappearance on September 16, 1989, a hunter in Benton County, AR, came upon a shallow grave in a heavily wooded area. Skeleton remains were in the grave, and Dana's clothes were found nearby.
Her death was confirmed to be a homicide.
The skeletal remains found were confirmed to have been Dana's.
Dana's father, Lawrence, died 10 years after her death, and her brother died in 2015.
In 1996, Benton County Judge forced a 26-year-old Michael Earl McMillan, who was Dana's high school classmate, to give a hair sample to investigate who were working to solve Dana's murder.
Michael told detectives, "Sometimes I think I did kill Dana, but I know I didn't."
That is all the information we have on the cold case of Dana Stidham.
Thank you for listening.